Thanks for listening to the Gatos and Chad podcast, brought to you this week by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to higherprice.com. That's higherprice.com.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. Gatos and Chad.
Talking pigskin with Polly. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
All right, Polly Pigskin. Paul Calvisi, everybody. He's the one that's down in the field. He's a sideline reporter. He joins us every Monday at 3:15. Paulie, I've got the answer for why the Cardinals have lost seven straight at home.
Something tells me that Gatos is going to get off to the fast start that the Cardinals have been looking for. Something tells me I need to buckle up.
You need to buckle up and take notes, Junior.
Here we go. I'm rolling up the sleeves. Right. I'm in a three-point stance. Bring it.
All right. I'm dead serious. So I'm a season ticket holder. I've seen them lose the last seven games dating all the way back to last year. All right?
Okay.
This is what they need to do to turn this thing around.
And by the way, I have my own theory, my own Calvisi consulting theory that I'll bust out after yours. So here we go. I'm meeting fire with fire.
Love it. Open the roof.
Yeah, no, that was exactly my idea,
no!
I swear to God.
Did
you see the Miami Dolphins game yesterday? It was 90 degrees,
yes.
100-degree heat index, and the Bills spent the entirety of the game, a 1 o'clock kickoff in Miami, in direct sunlight.
Amen, brother. This is what you need to do. I said it at 2:15. Yeah. We need to open the roof. We need to use the elements that we have here in Arizona to our advantage, which means no AC. Yes, as a fan, we're going to be a little uncomfortable. But for September and October, where there at least, we got probably four home games in those 2 months, you've got to open the roof and you've got to shine that blaring sun down on the sidelines to our, we need to be Green Bay, but the opposite. Green Bay uses the cold against like a Miami team coming in. We need to use the sun. This is brilliant. This is brilliant.
You know what? I'd go like Green Bay. I'd bring in the sideline heaters just to amplify things. Go super extra. Put those heaters, those blowers under the bench. So, if it isn't 120 on the sideline, it certainly will be after we fire up the heaters. I mean,
man, I've never been impressed with you before, but now I really am.
You know what? I don't know who the Dolphins... Honestly, I don't know who the Dolphins paid off because they got the Bills and Patriots at home in September,
yeah.
And they just went 2-0 against those two teams because they both wilted in the sun. Believe me, I've been in Miami for one of those games. I've been in Jacksonville in September, and they put the visitor sideline in the direct sun, and by the fourth quarter, you don't care if you win or lose. You're crawling like there's a mirage out there in a desert.
You own the sun, man. That's what I'm talking about.
But remember, this is the Cardinals, so we got to make sure that they put the other team in the sun and not themselves on accident, okay. Which would become a nightmare, as we all know.
Yeah. I think okay. You threw it up.
So here's the other theory. You all want right. My other theory?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
As maybe we come back to Earth just a little bit, get a little actual footing on planet Earth here for a moment.
Paulie Pigskin, everybody.
If you read between the lines, and I think I've become a master of that after some 20 years of trying to translate median speak to the media, you keep your guys saying it's a marathon. Not a sprint. What has happened the last couple of years? They've gone off to a fast start, rip-roaring, 7-0, 10-2, and then it's, speaking of wilting, it's fallen off a cliff at the end. Well, now, how about this one? They're sort of easing their way into the year, making sure they stay healthy, and then once the calendar flips to November,
boom,
and it's the holiday season, maybe inherently that's what they're doing without knowing they're truly doing it, because otherwise, how do you become the only team in the NFL that has not scored a point in the first quarter?
Oh, gosh.
It's a problem. It's
a
problem,
massive
guys.
Problem.
Okay? And as J.J. Watt said, you know what? It's great we have resiliency. Let's not go and try and prove it every week that we have to have the resilience to come back. Let's try and take a lead. And, yes, that is the challenge. And, by the way, because it can always get worse, you've lost six in a row to Carolina. That's the bad news.
That's next week, right?
That's next week. The good news is you're 9-1 in your last 10 road games. So I don't know what's happening on the road versus what's at home, Gatos. But you know what? Yeah, there's a definite disconnect.
We're talking Pigskin with Paulie. We did it every Monday at about 3:15. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, and here's the thing. As a fan, we've kind of talked about this. As a fan, you look at it and you're like, does that team really care about me? Do they really get up for the games? Because they've given me almost nothing to cheer in seven straight home games, and I'm throwing hundreds of dollars out the window.
Here's the other theory, okay, real quick, is that they actually have training camp in the stadium, as we know. So when they get to the stadium, does it feel like game day?
Huh.
Does it feel special?
Well, you got to put the other team's fans in it, and then it'll feel right.
So there's that. You know what you need, actually, to get out of this whole thing and this skid and get back to 500 is some serious hatred and or rivalry, if you will, between Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
The former competitors at Oklahoma. The two guys who reside in the Heisman house on the commercials, right? Right now, Kyler is 2-0 against Baker. You know that scorches Baker's behind because he's about as competitive as he gets.
Right.
And then there's Cliff Kingsbury, who once upon a time had Baker as his quarterback and then benched him. And then Baker transferred to Oklahoma and ended up winning the Heisman. So, you know, that's still a dynamic out there. So with all that in mind, I'm going to guarantee you, Kyler, because he's getting closer and closer to zero tolerance with some of the miscues on offense.
He's getting ticked.
Do you hear what he said after the game where he said, you know what, guys got to be awake.
He's right.
Because they had five drops in the first half, which is more than any team has had in a single game this year.
He's right.
I fully expect Kyler for him to lose his temper more and more often, I think, and it'll be more visible for everyone who says he sits on the sideline. That's wrong, by the way. It's when the TV cameras aren't around and the Hard Knocks cameras, which, by the way, are everywhere right now. They have already infiltrated Cardinals camp.
Cool.
I expect Kyler Murray to wear it more and more on his sleeve. We'll see, but it wouldn't hurt at this point.
Paulie Pigskin, everybody. Paul Calvisi. We'll talk to you next next Monday, and then they have the Eagles coming in, and we'll see if the Cardinals take our idea and open up the roof.
That's right. By the way, if they do open up the roof, your guy Pablo, I mean, he went to the game yesterday.
He did.
He's not going to stand for that. I mean, he's all about climate control.
Yeah,
he totally can't handle that. He'll be dehydrated by halftime.
That's okay. Pablo left right around the fourth quarter yesterday because he was super excited about that baseball score.
We'll see you later, man.
Okay, guys.
Paul Calvisi. We're talking Pigskin with Paulie. That's fantastic.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Paulie on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night. Hey!